broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. This is the broadcast from May 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is hour two at two. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You betcha, brother. This hour is brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or dial 801-669-2211. A bunch of flavors. He'll explain to you the different kinds of raw honey delivered directly to your door. But I'm telling you, every one of them is just phenomenal tasting, good for your body. I'm just telling you, learn about it and get a hold of Kurt. If you want to become part of the Gimme Liberty Fund, gimmelibertyfund.com, and create a win-win-win situation for patriots and do business with patriot businesses, then you can do that too, and Kurt will provide discounts for you as well. Raw honey delivered directly to your door to learn more. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Last hour, by the way, epic hour. We had our guest on, Mr. Stuart Rhodes. Kurt, one of our listeners emailed us or called us and said, hey, you got to get Stuart back on. And so we're grateful for that leadership and that reminder and that involvement too, right, Kurt?
That's exactly right, Sam. You know, our good buddy David out in, you know, he lives sometimes, some of the times in Illinois, and then some of the times right in the belly of the beast, Washington, D.C. You know, he reminded us, hey, you know, you need to do that. And, you know, there's so many times that you, the listener, ladies and gentlemen, of course, Sam and I are listeners as well. I mean, I listen to Sam, and occasionally he listens to me, and we, of course, listen to our guests. So we're all part of this thing together, and we couldn't be more grateful for your participation.
Amen to that. I wanted to bring up that listener. Also, I had mentioned about the Boulder, Colorado City Council passing assault weapons ban unanimously. Unconstitutional as all get out. Folks need to make sure that city council is replaced by good constitutionalists. Nevertheless, a listener emailed that headline to me as well, Kurt. Listeners are an integral part of the broadcast. They bring up guests and ideas and suggestions. And, you know, a lot of times when you, as a listener, bring up a guest, if we don't get that guest on, oftentimes it's because they don't respond back to us, or they're not available, or time doesn't work out. There's a lot of guests that I'm working on that I just can't get responses from people. But we do try, and we're grateful for your suggestions and your input and your involvement. After all, the program is for all of us. You know, we're working together to make a difference here in America, and I don't look at myself as any different than the rest of us. I'm approachable. You can email me, libertyroundtable@gmail.com. You can email Kurt, kurt@libertyroundtable.com. You can, so it's libertyroundtable@gmail.com for me. It's kurt@libertyroundtable.com for him. You know, you can get a hold of us and call us. You can talk to us. You can meet us places. We can go out to lunch. We do believe our listeners are part of the family and important. And we're a little different than most talk shows in that regard. All right, we talked about the Boy Scouts as we finished up last hour. Sadly, condoms required at Scouts 24th World Jamboree. WorldNet Daily with the details on that story. It's a mandate. It's part of their rules. And I would say, Kurt, what do you expect, though, when you have girls and boys together camping? And I'm just telling you right now, you set the stage for disaster, Kurt.
Well, I couldn't be more in agreement, Sam. I mean, you know, apparently there are the groups that are basically, you know, kind of taken over, though, where the Boy Scouts have, I guess you could say, left things behind. You've got some of these groups, I'm trying to remember the names of them, but bottom line is, one of them's called Trail Life USA, and they call it an alternative to the Scouts that continues to abide by the Boy Scout motto, which is, on my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country and to obey the Scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. You know, so at least to me, we know of different churches that are basically parting ways, and that's basically what we've seen throughout our, I guess you could say, our time in the media, is that many times great organizations are infiltrated, if you will, and taken over by those who, well, frankly, just don't want to follow the ways that have been set up in the past. You see it happening many times. I don't care if it's the NEA or the, you know, UEA or whatever it is. And in this case, the Boy Scouts or the...
and I kind of mentioned the Boy Scouts is a little bit of a microcosm of what's happening in the nation, Kurt. It just happened very quickly where you can kind of see it, and you can see that's the path we're going down in America. Literally giving condoms out to Boy Scouts, 12 to 18 years old, so they can be involved with the girls or whatever. I mean, I just don't even understand it.
They're calling it the World Scout Committee, and they say it's demanding that host nations, quote, ensure that condoms are readily and easily accessible for all participants and staff at a number of locations on the site. It's just, I mean, when I first heard that the Olympics had all that going on, I thought, wow. I mean, I just...
Well, you know where it's coming next, don't you, Kurt?
Drop the, I don't know, schools?
A government school near you, sir. Yeah?
Anyway, the bottom line is, you know, some people, I guess, view it as some kind of a health issue. You know, it's like having Kleenex or toilet paper around. But it's not, ladies and gentlemen. It's, you know, God has his Ten Commandments, and he's pretty clear on how that's all supposed to happen.
But our prayers are for the Scouts. They're losing their way.
That's right. That's right.
All right, now, I don't know how to say this, because we're going to go to the Boy Scouts to brothels, but now we can't even go from the Boy Scouts to brothels. We got to go to the from the Scouts to brothels, Kurt.
Yeah, I know, Sam. I don't know. But, yeah, they I guess down in Las Vegas, another reason to avoid this area, if you ask me. But anyway, the headline reads, Nevada brothel offers free sex party if Golden Knights, and that's spelled with a K, win the Stanley Cup. And I guess the Golden Knights are Las Vegas's own hockey expansion club, if you will. And anyway, some famous Nevada brothel, which is basically a house of ill repute, is what we used to call them in the old days. Now they're always calling them some new thing, but some nicer, softer word. But they've offered to have this victory party, and I would suggest stay as far away from that as possible.
Amen to that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All right, so, you know, you got all this stuff going on, but America's being divided. And even though there's a lot of trouble and a lot of negative things we read and we bring to the attention of the people, we've got to be kind of aware of of the perilous times we live in. But there's good people doing good things, too. And Tony Perkins, Washington Watch, is one of them. He's with the Family Research Council. And he does a radio program called Washington Watch that precedes us. It's right before our program on Liberty Roundtable Live. Anyway, he emails me and he says, Dear Sam, you and I have an incredible opportunity to do good through brand new 2018. They got a matching challenge campaign. They say, you see, and they're talking about these people donating money and all that kind of stuff. But they bring up a scripture, Kurt. It's Galatians 6 through 9. Do you have a copy of your scriptures handy?
Yes. You're Galatians 6, 9. So, chapter 6, verse 9 is what you mean, uh-huh. I guess. Okay. I assumed you didn't mean the all three chapters. You know?
Right, that's right.
Yeah, let's see. Just pulling it up. Galatians. And And let's see, there it is. Galatians is one of the.
They say we can play a big role in restoring America's Christian foundation.
Yeah. Chapter 6, verse 9.
Yeah.
And it says, "And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not."
In other words, we don't need to worry about the outcome, Kurt. What we need to do is do our best to put things together in a meaningful way. Work hard and pray hard. And you know what? Let's just leave the outcome to the Lord. If we reap the right things, we'll sow good things, right?
Very well said.
And I commend Tony and those guys. They're trying to raise some money, as pretty much as everybody, sad to say.
Yeah.
But don't worry, though, Kurt. You know, I've always told you it's important about who gets in the media. He who owns the media makes the rules, and the new media is taking center stage. Even Michelle and Barack understand that now. Look like Barack and Michelle Obama are getting into the, quote, television business. They have just signed a multi-year deal with Netflix. Kurt, did you see this?
You know, I think I saw something about it, and I thought, wow. You know, I guess that's going to make me even a little less of a fan of Netflix, you know. I guess my dollars would be going to support the former president and his wife.
But all I'm telling you is it just goes to show they realize the importance. Netflix, new media, big time. Michelle and Barack, they're going to do all kinds of stuff on there. They've got a multi-year contract signed, and let's come back and talk about it. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Dear Christine, I wanted to write and tell you some exciting news.
What, what are you doing?
Oh, hi. I'm writing Christine a letter to tell her about Emily's first tooth.
At 2 o'clock in the morning?
It's a mom thing.
I'll get her.
I don't have the words to thank you for having the courage to give us our most precious gift. We can only thank you by raising her the way you'd always hoped. How'd you get her to sleep so fast?
It's a dad thing. Honey, will you tell her thanks from me?
Of course I will.
Adoption. It's about love. A message from LDS Family Services.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So Barack and Michelle Obama has signed a multi-year deal with Netflix. They're getting into the show business. Or the TV business, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I've been telling you, he who owns the media makes the rules. As far as I can tell, Barack gets it, Kurt. He understands. He's putting his money and his time and his effort where his mouth is, right? So is Netflix.
Well, that's looks like it, huh?
I'm glad I don't have a subscription to Netflix. I'd have to cancel that sucker. But I don't even have one.
Mm-hmm.
Canceled that dude a long time ago. But I do have a Roku player so I can listen to Liberty Roundtable Live and Liberty News Radio and a bunch of other cool things. And by the way, did you know if you have an Echo, Kurt, an Amazon Echo, you can literally say to it things like...
An Echo? Echo?
Yeah. Yeah.
Echo? Echo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You can literally say things to it like, hey, and then say her name, you know, Alexa, and then say, play Mormon Channel music from TuneIn, and it'll play the Mormon Channel. Or you can say, play Liberty News Radio. Or you can say, and you can say all kind of cool things. And cool things happen, man. It's the new media taking center stage. So it's all about what we support with our time and our effort and our money. And I know that would be kind of backing Jeff Bezos, who I'm not really fond of. But, I mean, who do you back? You know, it's very hard for us to build our complete own institutions like I would like to do. It's difficult, but all I'm telling you is when Michelle and Barack get into the news business, you know it's important. You know they want to influence policy and advocate for their agenda.
It's a great point, Sam.
So there you have it.
Yep.
All great right. Point. I guess the Associated Press is in the news, huh?
Yeah.
I guess they're what, grilling the State Department now, Kurt?
Well, yeah, now there's this thing, Sam, that I'm not familiar with. You know, I've heard LGBTQ, I've heard LGBT, I mean, you know, when I started this whole thing, I didn't know what any of those things meant. Now
neither did anybody else back then,
you know, been learning, but what's LGBTI, Sam? Are you familiar with that?
Heck no, I told you they add a new acronym, a new letter to this all the time.
Yeah, okay, so as far as I can tell, according to this...
Oh, it's gender identity, Kurt, I think.
Breitbart piece, I think you're right. But it says, here's the headline, Associated Press grills State Department for defending LGBTI human rights. Now, you know...
Oh, no,
it's
intersexual.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, okay.
Now, what the heck does that mean, Kurt? What's intersectional?
I really can't say, yeah, Sam. I mean,
come on, Kurt.
Pompeo said this. He said around the world, far too many governments continue to arrest and abuse their citizens simply for being lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or intersex. So apparently. He knows what that is because you mentioned that. Pompeo said the United States stands with people around the world in affirming the dignity and equality of all people, regardless of sexual orientation, gender identity or expression, or sex characteristics. Human rights are universal, he went on to say, and LGBTI people are entitled to the same respect, freedoms, and protections as everyone else. I think he sounds kind of like the Prince of Peace when he says, you know, that we, you know, love our enemies, basically. You know, that kind of thing. He's not saying to inflict any harm on anybody. But I just was not familiar with
all right, well, the intersex definition, Kurt, just so you understand, right, it's a person who is born with a combination of male and female biological characteristics, such as chromosomes or genitals, that can make it difficult for doctors to assign a sex as distinctly male or female.
There you go, Sam. All right.
And they call them, you can also be born with, quote, mosaic genetics. You know, the more they talk, the more confused I get, and I got to look that word up. Right? But they say intersex people are born with any of several variations in sex characteristics, including chromosomes, sex hormones, or genitals. And it's according to the United Nations Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights that defines this stuff, Kurt. And so they say that the intersex relates to when these situations don't fit the typical definitions of male or female bodies. And this is all defined by the United Nations. Did you know there's an intersex society, Kurt?
I was not aware of that, Sam. But then, hey, you know, I'm kind of off the out of the loop on a lot of these things. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Anyway, there you have it. It's kind of like a mediator or a intermediary between the sexes is another definition.
Okay.
So, you know, it's very tough to kind of get a handle on, but just understand that the Associated Press is grilling the State Department for defending this LGBTQI. They don't have Q here, but you got to add that, Kurt, if you're going to, you know.
Okay.
Human rights. And it really goes back to the United Nations is where it kind of goes to, Kurt.
Do we need to put an H for, like, heterosexual?
Buddy, they're not included. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
They are the...
back of the bus.
Yes, sir. All absolutely. Right. I mean, it's only just. They've been dominating for so long. It's, you know, only fair time they run around in dog That's collars right. to kind of make up for their, I mean, you know, reparations and retribution. Yeah. And, I mean, it goes on and on and on, right? Not only that, the problem with the heterosexuals, they're going to ruin the planet. They're going to have too many babies. They're just going to ruin everything. Population control is just going to be out of control. And the problem is people are going to be having gargantuan footprints. I was explaining to my 14-year-old daughter the other day. I was talking to her about global warming and how Al Gore flies around in airplanes so that he can tell the rest of us to get out of our cars and onto our bicycles to save the planet from the impending doom and stuff like that. She was just incredulous. It's just too much.
Yeah.
I mean, she was going, that's just the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. And she's like, you know, why don't we just get Al Gore? And then I'm talking about, you know, they say that, we're the cause of everything and we should just die and stuff like that. And she's like, why don't we just start with, why don't those guys go first if they're so serious about it? And I'm
Good
like,
point.
It's supposed to be for you, not for them. They're the saviors, you know, put amongst us. They're kind of ordained or kind of anointed to you know, deliver this information to all of us and stuff like that. And anyway, she was just could not believe this discussion we were having. But there you have it. That's what it... That's what they do. But there is good news. There's some winning going on, Kurt. Dateline,
well, that's right,
China.
Sam. Yeah, and, you know, this has to do with the whole trade thing, Sam, that I found interesting just to understand. Now, if I had asked you before, I don't know if you get to read this story, but let's just say that a car comes from, China to the United States. Is there a tariff to be paid for that? I don't know if you read this story.
Say the question again.
Let's say
I can answer your question.
China is sending us a car.
Yeah.
And the car comes. Do we have a tariff or a tax? Okay. What do you know the amount of that?
No, because let me explain to you. It is so complicated you'll never figure it out.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just telling you right now, I don't know everything about tariffs, but I do deal with all kinds of imports, Kurt, and I do understand the tariff laws quite well, and I understand it's so darn complicated, you'll never get it figured out. What you have to do is you have to get with customs. You have every single item based on material and details of what everything's made out of, and you get these codes that define tariffs by code. So you get these classifications of products, okay? And I'll give you an example. A backpack has one code. A backpack with a drinking bladder, right? You know, like a running backpack or whatever that has a bladder for drinking. Okay, that has a different code. And the bladders are tariffed at different rates than the backpacks. And sleeping bags are different based on if it's a blanket or a sleeping bag. And depending on what fill it's got or what kind of a sleeping bag it is. And, you know, tents, it all depends. And it's so complicated. It depends on how you define things, too. If you have a poncho, right, then it could be this. If it's a tarp or a shelter, you know, a shelter that you might just hang between two trees to keep the rain off of you, then it's a different code. And I mean, this is so complicated, Kurt, you'll never figure it out. It literally takes meeting with an expert, a consultant who deals with the customs on a daily basis to define your products and put them in the right categorizations and codes. And then you have to track every one of them and make sure you're paying the right duties and the right tariffs on every single item. It is a nightmare, and that's why... what I would propose is to reject all that and just put a simple tariff by country on products. And so we would be rewarding countries that embrace the free market system, and we would not reward countries that are hostile to this system, who dump products on the market, who subsidize with governments manipulating the level playing field of the free market. And then I would recommend we don't do it product by product. We do it by, country. By state of origin, so to speak. But it's super complicated. But there is good news in this. We'll tell you about it. Liberty Roundtable, live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So the import question is a complicated one, to say the least. I'm not even an expert in it, but I have worked with experts in it. And I'm telling you right now, you got to get a consultant on board. You got to bring every product you're going to bring in. You got to break down all the materials and all the details of what it's made out of. And you've got to literally classify it in these different codes that determine what the tariff will be. I'm telling you right now, if you don't classify this stuff properly and if you don't document things well, the government can literally fine you thousands, millions of dollars for not having everything in a row, everything correct, everything documented. And the government literally audits businesses and people to make sure. And this customs deal is a fiasco. And that's why I say they've got to simplify the system. But, I mean, you can have drastic different tariffs between different countries, between different products, between products that seem so similar, but they're not quite, based on the class designation of what they're called or what their, quote, primary use is. I mean, this goes on and on and on and on, Kurt. I happen to know a lot about it. And I'm telling you right now, it's very difficult. So when you say, hey, what do you think it would cost to import a car? I have no idea. I bet you every car is different.
Well, that's a good point, Sam. In this piece here from the boys at Breitbart, the headline reads, well, they're... First headline takes you to the story. It says, winning, China slashes tariffs on car imports. Then the subheadline, China announced it will slash tariffs on imported cars, a move that could benefit the global auto industry. And then it says, China's, this is another, I guess you could say it, sub-headline. China's finance ministry said auto tariffs will be reduced from 25% to around 13.8%, and levies on car parts will come down from 10% to 6%. So what you've got, you know, when later in the story, it says April is when President Donald Trump blasted China over its seemingly unfair import duties on cars. He said, when a car is sent to the United States from China, there's a tariff, so that's from here to China, there's a tariff to be paid of 2.5%. Sent from China to here. So that's coming here.
Yeah, so you asked me if we put an import on cars, a tariff on cars, and I said yes, but I didn't know the number. The answer is it's 2.5%. You buy a car for $30,000, just say.
Yeah,
right?
Whatever the number is.
And it's going to be what? What's
2.5% more?
So what's 2.5% of 30 grand?
Well, you know, I'm going to have to do the numbers.
10% is 3,000, 1% is 300, right?
Yeah.
So it's like,
it says,
you know,
when a car is sent to China, if you send a car from the United States to China, they charge a tariff of 25%.
Yeah, President and by the way, Trump, that's $7,500 in our scenario. So less than 1,000 to over 7,000. And what we need to do is just match the tariffs or ask China to meet us at 12%.
Yeah, it says, President Trump says, does that sound like free or fair trade? No, he says, it sounds like stupid trade going on for years. And then I guess he tweeted that the Chinese have been tasked with developing a plan to reduce the $1 billion trade deficit between the two countries, prompting a reply from Tesla CEO Elon Musk. I guess he said this. He says, do you think the U.S. and China should have equal and fair rules for cars, meaning same import duties, ownership constraints, and other factors? That's what he asked the president. And I guess Musk noted that a vehicle made in the U.S. and imported into China pays this 25%
Yeah, but here's the
tax.
Bottom line, Kurt. Donald was setting up kind of a battle over this, and I'm not really for a trade war, but I am for eventually making America great and making sure that we get a fair shake. But the U.S. now confirms suspension of trade tariffs against China. We've called off the deal, Kurt.
Well, yeah, but we've called it off simply because they've said, look, we'll take more of your stuff, you know, in other words, and we won't charge you such high rates. So that's what's happening, you know, and it's
so here's what happens. We bring
President
up the
Trump,
issue. This is Donald Trump's trading negotiations, which I think is brilliant, which I think needs to happen. Other presidents haven't done this. Donald says, listen, I'm going to slap a tariff on you guys. It's going to be out of this world. You better stop it. Let's sit down at the table. They talk big. They battle. Now Donald, you know, gets them to cave and they drop tariffs. And they create more of a fair trade deal. Donald says, all right, I'm going to back off of my threats. Let's see if you guys do what's right long term. If you do, we can work on this. If you don't, we might have to go back to that. But in the meantime, I think it's a wise strategy. Now, others are claiming that China won. They're having a victory lap and Donald lost. I don't quite see it that way, Kurt. It's better than we had before by a long shot.
Yeah, I agree, Sam. And, you know, I mean.
But if you're an enemy of Trump, it doesn't matter what you do. You've lost, right?
That's right.
I mean, the enemies are going to say he's lost, right? If you're a friend of Trump,
exactly
we've lost
right.
No matter what we do, Kurt, right? You stand up for God, family, country, you've lost. You stand against God, family, country, you've lost. And there's just no way to win with these people. But there is a friend of Donald Trump down there in Tennessee, as far as I understand.
Yeah, Sam. You know, I found this an interesting story. Apparently, there's a representative there. Her name is Diane Black in Tennessee, although she's a white woman. But her name is Black. And she's running for governor in her state. And she's promised to introduce what's called H.R. 5876. Now, if you're like most of us, you go, man, what are all these numbers and what do they mean? But this is legislation that would create a border wall trust fund to which average citizens could donate. The funds would be used for whatever it takes to build the wall, according to Fox News. I guess they'd do it sort of like a GoFundMe thing where people could ante up and get her done. Now, Mrs. Black, Representative Black, said that her bill would allow any American to donate money to help fund the wall. She said, "I support President Trump in building the wall. It's going to take big funds to do that." She said also said that an effort such as this to fund work for a public monument has precedence. Indeed, a private group launched in 1833 to raise the funds that eventually led to the building of the Washington Monument. So, anyway, interesting.
So, what do you think of the idea,
movement
Kurt?
There? Well, I mean, at least if you could have government do what it's only supposed to do in the Constitution, and leave anything else out of it, where it said, "Look, hey, it's if you guys want to participate, like the Tax Me More Fund or whatever it is, if you want to participate, you can." I mean, that'd sure be nice. There are some people that want to fund that wall, and maybe they want to buy a whole section themselves.
That's what I love about this, Kurt. There's no element of force whatsoever. She's free to go out and say, "Hey, y'all want to help us build the wall? I'm going to put together some funds to help it happen," and people can volunteer to do that. And, if there's a lot of good people that want to be involved, pretty soon you'll have the wall, Kurt. How much would it cost to build the wall anyway?
Well, I mean, people could... instead of buying smokes and alcohol
how much do you think it'd cost to build the wall? What are the estimates
or whatever? I've heard $18 billion or something like that. But there could be a choice on there. Like when they do those Indiegogo things, and you get so much money, we'll get you a video. Well, you could have so much money, could get you a brick. So much could get you a whole wall section, and maybe they'd put your name on, the parts that you buy, who knows? There's a lot of opportunity for
By the way, to build that would cost $60 a person in America, Kurt. If you had 300 million Americans, $18 billion, it's like $60 a person.
All right.
And all I'm telling you is if people want to build the wall, this is a way to do it. Now, I know Donald said the Mexicans were going to build it, but Congress is in his way. It's been very hard for, this discussion to happen. And, Donald is struggling to accomplish this in many ways because, A, they had funding and a mandate to build the border fence back in the day, and that never got done, even though, there was a law about it and everything. But these people are trying to take action, Kurt, and I commend this lady. I'm personally not even for the wall, but because I believe there's better ways to go about it. Okay, but nevertheless... at least this lady is basically doing it by volunteer. And Diane Black introducing a bill to allow crowdfunding the border wall. Here's my question. Why do we got to have a bill in the first place, Kurt, to allow this? Is there some law against it?
Well, it seems like she could just, start a GoFundMe account. And
maybe there's laws that you can't do that, Kurt.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I suppose not.
I know.
Usually, it reminds me of the old deal where they say, "Hey, if you ask a surgeon if surgery is required, of course it is. If you ask a druggist if a drug's required, of course it is. If you ask a representative if a law's required,
absolutely." Of it is. Yeah. Anyway, very interesting stuff. But at least she's not trying to force us into anything. That's good news, ladies and gentlemen. Very interesting, and it does show people want to build the wall, huh? You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Kurt, the more I read about this guy, the weirder I think he is.
Well, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, the headline from the Breitbart Boys says Elon Musk's boring company promises downtown to LAX rides for a buck. I don't know that his company's that boring. It seems like it's kind of flamboyant, but I guess that's the real name of it, Boring Company, B-O-R-I-N-G. But anyway, he's unveiled the latest plan for his boring company to create subterranean tunnels under L.A., to whisk passengers from downtown to LAX airport terminals in 8 minutes. He's the CEO of Tesla, by the way, and he's taken lots of grief over the last few months with the company taking financial losses in the botched rollout of their supposedly high-volume Model 3 sedan. After Tesla's stock lost a third of its value, Musk announced a factory shutdown to restructure operations, claiming the robot that runs the factory died. There you go. I didn't know that either. Musk seemed to shine as a CEO late in the week in a public presentation at Bel Air's beautiful Leo Beck Temple when he unveiled plans for this boring company startup that just achieved an environmental waiver to begin applying for construction permits to build the first link of a 39-mile network of Hyperloop tunnels under Los Angeles County. So, anyway, Sam, I guess you're probably getting ready to go for a ride, huh?
Not me.
High-speed rides.
I don't even know that his technology has been proven, Kurt. It doesn't exist anywhere in real form, does it?
Well, Sam, you don't need to ask questions like that. Envisions about 10 passengers being propelled in an all-electric powered and magnetically levitated people pod called a loop, traveling at speeds of up to 150 miles per hour. Now, that sounds like fun, Sam. Musk estimated
Kurt,
that customers...
Kurt, the yeah. Hyperloop stuff was supposed to go like 800 miles per hour.
Well, I know. This is just when it starts out. Can profitably be whisked from downtown Los Angeles to an LAX airport in about 8 minutes for just a buck. Former SpaceX engineer and now Boring Company's L.A. Build-out project manager Stephen Davis provided the crowd with an update to the company's Loop animated video and then talked about Boring Company's success in test drilling its first 2-mile tunnel that started under SpaceX's headquarters in Hawthorne, California. Davis promised that with pending regulatory approvals expected in the next couple of months, the Boring Company will begin offering free high-speed rides to the public. Sam, you got to get on this thing. He added that the company
also
has the approvals in place from the state of Maryland to begin digging tunnels for a loop commuter. Yeah.
Rather than try to co-opt the taxpayer into this, rather than try to get government regulation and do all these things, he needs to be like a little like our buddy Neldon Johnson. He needs to roll out there somewhere like Delta, Utah, where there's plenty of ground, right?
Yeah.
He needs to build me a hyper loop thing or whatever that's maybe a mile long or whatever else or whatever. And he needs to prove that it works.
Yeah, imagine that.
Because I'm not against, I'm just saying, look, we're going to talk about a massive infrastructure build out with all kinds of approvals and environmental regulations and tax dollars and everything all on this idea. This guy says he can get you from A to B for a buck if you let him. How much is this thing going to take to cost? Where's the proof of concept? Where? I don't like a lot of this. Now, the next headline is California Democratic gubernatorial candidates are in the news too, Kurt.
Let's see. Let me find that one. I think I remember that one.
It's along the same lines because it's California and it's talking about the same thing, but they're basically saying they're silent as the cost of high-speed rail spikes. So this is what I'm talking about. How do we know that Elon can even get it done in the price tag that he claims he can?
Well, they always claim a low price at first, Sam. But in this case, this high-speed rail cost, they spiked up. Former L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa made headlines late last year when he attacked fellow Democratic Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom for flip-flopping on the bullet train project. Once a top Democrat's campaign issue, the bullet train has faded from headlines, even as they say, base case budget estimate to complete just the first 500-mile network from L.A. to San Francisco has more than doubled from $37 million to $77.3 billion. Excuse me, I didn't say billion on the first one. They're both billion. That's over $150 million per mile.
Why do we got to use a boring company, Kurt? Why can't we just put a tube above ground and prove the concept works first?
Uh-huh. There you go, Sam. Don't be using any of that logic. Anyway, the L.A. Times reported that to complete this high-speed rail by 2033 would require another $4.6 billion in funding each year. Every 6 months, the high-speed rail construction delay would require hundreds of millions of dollars more to offset the cost of inflation. And don't you know inflation's a big one? Yeah. But anyway,
Sam, to get rid of inflation too, Kurt. Shut down the fiat bogus money system and replace it with a constitutional currency yesteryear, and we'll have it.
I mean, imagine making America great again by having the money that we used to have.
Huh. Honest money can get it done.
Wacky idea.
Yeah. But I look at these Elon Musk guys with these big old promises. I look at the California gubernatorial Democratic candidates that are all silent because high-speed rail cost spikes, no end in sight, so to speak. And I go, you know what? Do we really need government at the helm of all this? Do we really need to do all these new projects and all this, hope for thought of things? Anyway, Trump's doing a good job. While they're all off playing around with that, though, Kurt, looks like Trump's in the news. He's ending taxpayer funds. What is it, aid to Northwest Syria? Am I reading this right?
Yeah, Sam. And I'm not surprised that we've been sending money to Syria. I just didn't know about it. You know what I mean? In this case, like you say, he's ending taxpayer-funded aid to Northwest Syria. He's pulled tens of millions of dollars. This is a Breitbart piece, by the way, Dateline Washington, D.C. Pulled tens of millions. President Trump has pulled tens of millions of dollars of American taxpayer-funded aid out of Northwest Syria, where the Islamic State, or ISIS, has been decimated. That's according to news reports. State Department officials confirmed that Trump had followed through on his commitment to ending frivolous spending efforts. Frivolous and the federal government kind of go together. Spending efforts in regions abroad where the U.S. does not have a vital national security interest. The report concluded that the Trump administration has been in the process of ending all U.S. aid to the northwest region of Syria, where tens of millions of American tax dollars were being spent on a variety of programs. Yep, you know, these projects included, well, anyway, a long list of stuff, but the bottom line is...
And the bottom line is Trump is suspending some aid. That's what Rand Paul's been talking about forever. We've been talking about it's not enough, but it's a start. Go, Donald, go.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what more to say than that, except, you know, we got to just ratchet it up, continue. You know what? I'm just like this Elon Musk, you know, device going 150 miles per hour or 800 miles per hour. All I'm telling you is I hope Donald's just ramping up.
I guess President Trump said, I want to get out of Syria. I want to bring our troops back home. I want to start rebuilding our nation. We will have, as of 3 months ago, $7 trillion in the Middle East. The last 7 years, we get nothing out of it.
Amen.
Nothing.
And Donald, I hope you're just ramping up, buddy. That's our prayer. Irish bishops, last story of the day, Kurt.
Irish, the Irish, luck of the Irish, Sam. But yeah,
this
the headline
is better than
reads,
luck, Kurt.
Good point. Irish bishops tell voters, you are unborn babies' last line of defense. So you're talking about some churchy guys, Irish bishops, that are basically telling their people that, you've got to defend life, Sam?
Yeah.
Whoa, is this kind of whacked out or what? I mean, these guys will for sure have to go the way of all the earth pretty soon. But yeah, numerous Catholic prelates, I don't know what those are exactly, and priests have issued last-minute appeals to Irish citizens to retain the Eighth Amendment to the Constitution in the lead-up to a critical referendum on abortion. I guess on the 25th of May coming up, Ireland will vote on whether to repeal or retain its 1983 amendment that acknowledges and guarantees the right to life of preborn children.
Maybe we ought to follow the folks over there, huh, Kurt?
Well, yeah.
Good old Irish getting her done.
Yeah, and the Irish, you know, clergy speaking up, you know.
And good for them.
Yeah. Imagine that. I mean, it says women's lives are precious to be loved, valued, and protected. Their babies' lives are precious to be loved, valued, and protected. Both lives deserve protection from the tragedy and irreversible decision of abortion. Whoa.
Sam. Wow.
That's some pretty good stuff.
Well, I commend them for their leadership. I commend them for standing up. And I hope we have more of that in America, huh, Kurt?
Yeah, that's right. They went on to say, some people fail to see the humanity of the unborn and consequently their right to life. This one is Bishop of Cork and Ross. I mean, I don't know exactly what that is, but he said, the baby and the inhumanity of abortion are rarely mentioned in the political debates. It went on to say, all of us are alive.
They were when Donald was in the debate with Hillary, though, Kurt. Donald got it done, and we need more of it. We got to back him, folks. We got to stand up. Pro-life is one of the most important causes the Republicans can take up right now.
Well, everybody can take up.
Well,
it says, all of us are alive because our mothers chose to accept the life in their wombs. We cannot now deny in 2018 that the baby in the womb is alive. Vulnerable.
Amen.
And an innocent baby whose safety is in our hands.
All right.
Wow.
All I can tell you is we need leadership, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it's about right now. We can protect life, liberty, and property. We can promote God, family, and country. The new media is indeed taking center stage. We have day jobs. We can support our own families, but we implore you, we exhort you, we invite you to donate today and get involved in the solutions as we grow our presence in the media to tell the tale of liberty everywhere we go. 6 days a week, 2 hours a day, breaking down the news, putting it in a constitutional context of God, family, and country, focusing on protecting life, liberty, and property, bringing solutions to every problem in ways that you can get involved. It doesn't get better than that. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Donate today. For Sam and Kurt, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will indeed restore the Republic and the traditions of our founding fathers. The only question left is, will you help? We declare this nation shall endure.